This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The abnormally wet weather we've seen recently is creating difficult nitrogen decisions for farmers. We'll have more right after this.
At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture isn't just a business, it's our mission. And so we work to be more convenient, accessible, and innovative to support each customer's business, help them manage risk, and grow their success. More than just another lender in agriculture, we work to be its most valued. Discover the difference. Nobody works for agriculture like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
The excessive rainfall in the Midwest, which is on top of an already mild winter, is increasing the risk of nitrogen and other nutrients leaching through the soil before the crops, specifically corn, can use them. As such, farmers must decide if they need to stick with their current nitrogen plan or make adjustments and increase their usage of in-season nitrogen. Brandon Hume, an agronomist with Champion Seed, offered some insight into how the weather can impact the availability of nutrients.
Looking at this early growing season, we definitely had challenges with planting delays, getting in the fields timely. But as far as fertilizing that crop and providing the correct amount of nutrients, it definitely causes some more issues on nitrogen, sulfur, even boron, a micronutrient that all three of those are pretty leachable in the soil. They're very mobile. They can attach to those water particles and move through the soil somewhat rapidly.
Hume said he encourages producers to consider all of the options available for in-season nitrogen application to make a plan that fits their operation best.
Y drops are a pretty popular method here in the last 5 to 7 years, I'd say, as far as just banding that nitrogen right along the row of the plant instead of in the middle of the row. It's right along the stalk. Makes it just more easily accessible for the roots as that nitrogen then gets watered down to the plant. And the other thing with using either a Y drop application or talking to some guys this last week, they're even moving to using an airplane to apply some urea over the top that way, because the fields have just frankly been too wet to be able to get in there with a ground rig.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.